talk to one. That's why I'm talking to the world, not only my neighborhood. We want some unity, and we need a peaceful. Hey, I say they got to be a peaceful solution. They've got to be a peaceful relation.
Radio. Soundwave in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Faith Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses in my mind, if I never wake in the morning, yes, Lord, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? Oh, yeah, if tomorrow never comes, would she know?
Sending out some love songs to my listeners, whom I treasure. I treasure the utmost because they are always there for us at CKUT, and I have to tell you, what do you do with people that, you know, I never have to say to them, You all know this is a community station, so you have to donate. Never have I asked anyone to donate a dime to this station. Yes, I've thrown the plug out there. Please donate. And we're one of the better programs that I was told by the management who is there? I'm just seeing somebody's head. the Zoom is open today from 4:15 because we're going to have, we're doing something different this weekend because it's Canada Day, it's Canada Weekend, it's the works, and it's the American Independence, you know. So, you know, when I'm in that sort of jam, what you're going to meet this afternoon, for those of you who do not know, is the people who makes this thing work, this West Indian program works, West Indian rhythm program works, because it's not easy, folks. I'll tell you this much: you need a lot of people to make it work and work in the constructive way. So. Instead of having somebody, you know, one of the big stars, named stars of the past or the future, we're going to do that today. I'm going to introduce you, for those of you who do not know already, the guy who does the Zoom. I'm going to introduce you to the guy who does the printing, the flyers you all are crazy about. Marga, I hope you're listening somewhere. I know you're supposed to be in Montreal. And then I'm going to introduce you to, for those of you who've never seen him, the Ladies' Choice, the DJ on this program that rocks your bone every Saturday. I would have loved to have introduced to you my co-host, but she has taken the day off, the year off. She's studying. I'm going to sneak over and see what's in them books, boy, because got to be some good, handsome... Man. No, Miss Sankar is busy doing her thing. This is what she uses the time to catch up on her stuff. My name is Howard Carr, and I've been with you for the past 30 odd years. Yes, it's a long time, but it's something that we've enjoyed. We've enjoyed because the people have reacted to us. And I'm going to look for people that I think should be. What time is it? 17 minutes past the hour, and at about 4:30, I expect the man that my go-to person in the city, whenever I'm in a corner and don't know what the hell I'm saying, I go to this person to straighten me out and guide me along the line. So, it's not easy sitting here looking at a microphone and a box, eh? Hint, hint, hint. Put up a love story. Put up a heart or something there. Anyway, so the Zoom, for those of you who would like to get onto the Zoom, if you want to, as we progress, if you want to ask any of the guys anything, take this. The meeting ID is, you have a pen? I'm going to talk a little while you get a pen. Right? CKUT, we don't know when we're going to open, but I just saw something here from Louise. I didn't get a chance to read it, and he puts up my ugly face. Thank you, Drew. Yes, so what we're going to do here, all right, is, where was I? I looked at my face, and I lost all train of thoughts. We're going to introduce you to some of the guys, for those of you who have never seen them, and so forth and so forth. And then we're going to get a live roundup, because in the Caribbean right now, the hurricane is raging hell down there. You know, sometimes it never rains, but it pours, and we are complaining about being late for a bus, or a bus being not on time, or whatever. The pizza man didn't deliver it. Pizza is cold. These people are having the virus, although some of these countries are really trying it, controlling it very good. Grenada, so forth. I saw a notice, it says St. Lucia on the lock and key, you know, because of the hurricane and Jamaica. I didn't get anything from Jamaica yet. I've been trying to get some people, but nothing is working in the islands. But we're going to get try and get a report later on, around 5:20. You know, we're going to try everything just to... This is what we're all about, CKUT. And I've completely forgot what I was going to say earlier on, but... Yes, I was saying, the person that I go to, he will be on with us in about maybe 10 minutes or so. At 4:30, Mr. Egbert Gay, the editor of the Community Contact. And it has some juicy things in the contact that I want to ask him about. You know, like, I see a thing here. One thing I've learned in this country, never put your hopes up too high. But I'm going to ask my go-to person, because it's printed in the contact. You know, the thing about the Black Entrepreneurs Loans Program. That sounds good if it's working out the way it should work out. So we're going to see. You're going to bear with me, and we're going to put Mr. Gay up in a corner. He will be my first 20 minutes or so. And then we're just going to let loose the young guys on the program, the ones that... sits in with me, plays with me. My DJ been around with this program for 7-8 years. I taught him everything he knows. You're going to see him play live today. He'll be playing from their bass, Zoom bass. DJ Nicholas will be on with us live and direct today. So we hope to make it an entertaining show. All right? And we want to expose our own people. Coming up, I'll be doing that. We have some singers that we want to show, and a musician that I want to show to the world. So, I love this song. I keep playing it back, you know. Funny enough, I wasn't a big fan of Elvis Presley. But we used to sing this, and the reason why is that we used to get a lot of tips. Yes, folks, you may not believe this, but when we worked in the bands in the various hotels in Jamaica, Casa Montego, beautiful, and once you got to enter the main ballroom and all that on a Saturday, Sunday night, you know, they would, in their drunken state, would come up and tip you. And they always love this song. You know, so I'm just gonna play a part of it, and I sing to it. I bring back the memories. Do you mind? I want to take this time to and wish my friend Mary Figuera. She's having her birthday come this Tuesday. So, Mary, this is for you, my dear. All the best on your birthday, all right? So here we go. For I can't help falling in love with you. Take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Memories by the score, turning by the pages of time. I want to thank some people who have been asking me to do more singing. It's not about me, you know. Believe you me, I like to sing like everybody else, but it's about the people who listens to the program and put their money where their mouth is. Like, just like the lady that I wished happy birthday on Tuesday, Mary Figuera. She supports everything in this city where this community is concerned. So I have to wish her happy birthday. Also, in the same breath, I would like to wish a happy birthday to Sexton, 610, 2010, 3010, Bagabooman, all kind, any name you can think of. But I would just call him 610. Raphael, all the best, my brethren. This week coming up is your birthday. Have fun. I remember we went to St. Vincent, and I think it was his birthday or something while we were there. Man, it was a party. We had a great time. Great, great time. With Edna Peters, rest in peace, Miss Peters. What a life then. 25 minutes past the hour. You want to play this song? This is what heaven told me.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen. On ending day, where nights will never be. A city where no storms will ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. It's a place where there is no misunderstanding. Out there, from all enmity and strife, we'll be free. For there's no unkind words of who the hearts are spoken. Is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join? Last we see the face of Jesus, before his face, all other loved ones all flee. And when they crown him Lord of all, I'll be there. For this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the blessed sea?
Mr. Hopeton Lewis. Rest in peace, Hopeton. Hope you're happy. You wanted to go to heaven. You got there, all right?
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Let me wake him up, just in case he's sleeping. Once again, a pleasant, pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. You're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. And if you want to see who we talk to, who cater to in the studio, who caters to us in the studios, and the voice of wisdom that we go to whenever we have anything happening that we would want to know about is this gentleman. He's sitting there trying to look serious like a professor had at Calabar. Mr. Gay, don't tell me you ran away just when I needed you. He was just there 5 minutes ago. But anyway, he's going to come back. I'm pretty sure he can't hide from me. You can run, but you can't hide. Egbert Gay, he's a community contact editor. Also, he's on various radio stations and TV stations here in Montreal doing his commentary in the Big 800 and so forth and so forth. So where did Egbert go? He left his TV. Maybe we can sell the TV, make some money. So remember, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. In the background, you're listening to Mr. Dean Fraser. Maybe I should have put on this. Singing Sandra. Oh, see? I told you, put on... Them damn Trinidadians, not easy. You put on a... Calypso and he's back. Hello, Mr. Gay. Can you hear me, sir? You want to help to mind your family. Can you hear me? You want to help your man financially. But nowadays, Mr. Gay, can you hear, sir? Drew, can you hear me? Mr. Gay, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Egbert Gay. Talk to me, Drew. What's happening with Mr. Gay?
I think Egbert is in that room that always gives him media problems.
Are you there, Egbert?
His video is there and his mic is open.
Oh, he's drinking water instead of talking to us. He's not hearing.
Yeah, I think he's in that room that always gives him trouble every time he wants to go live. I think he's in his office.
Should we call him and tell him get out of that office?
Yeah, because we could hear him clearly.
You can hear him?
And we can't hear him, but we could see him.
Yeah, we can see him clearly.
But we're not getting any audio.
Egbert, you there?
Good afternoon, Egbert.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just smiling, you know, like he won the lotto.
But why isn't he hearing us? Maybe he should cut out and come back in?
Yeah, give him a call.
This thing is Egbert said.
Yeah, his lips is moving, but we can't hear him. For some reason, his mic is on mute.
Egbert, you're hearing me, right? Andrew?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I will play some music until I can get hold of him and...
Not a problem, right?
See what's up with that. This is why I do like the trains, eh? Make sure I have my my run.
Yeah, I think the problem is more on Egbert's side because we are clear on our side.
You're looking out to find something to do. You meet a boy.
I don't know what to tell you, folks. Egbert not hearing us. So, what time is it? It's 4:40. I don't know how many of you really actually listens to the word of this song, but it's a real powerful, powerful song, you know. And sometimes I say, some of these young ladies, die with your dignity. Don't be afraid to, all right? Young ladies, young men too. So we're still trying to figure out what the hell is happening. Where's Nicholas? What is Nicholas doing? He and his good-looking self just hiding, and maybe, you know what? He's hiding. Everybody's hiding from me this evening except Drew. Drew was hiding, but you're not hiding anymore?
No, Stretch, I'm here.
Oh, your mic is so low. No, or is my headphone?
I was missing for a little bit because I had to call Egbert.
Okay. Why your mic is so low, though?
Give him a couple of minutes. He had to switch computers.
I hear Egbert on all these radio stations. We got to do something about them computers. Anyway, until you guys are ready, I'll just play something by Miss Vanessa Williams. I saw a picture of Vanessa Williams the other day. You know who is Vanessa Williams, right?
The former Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. And
beautiful voice also.
Oh, very pretty and beautiful voice. But she had posed nude. And really? They, yes, and they
and
took
you, you didn't send that to me?
You were just a kid then, okay? But she posed nude and they withdrew the title from her. But now I see somewhere they gave it back to her. I don't know. These people, I don't know. This is why I wanted to talk to Egbert about these things, because there's an athlete and they claim she turned her back on the American flag. By the way, what did you do for Canada Day?
Canada Day, because we're living in Quebec, they scheduled us for work and give us yesterday off. So my Canada Day was actually Friday.
Oh,
July 1st.
Well, you know, seeing I work with the railroad, if you weren't in the shop, if you were in the running shop, then Canada Day would just be another day. But I see some people are knocking it and say, Canada, nobody should celebrate Canada Day. I think it's up to you, the individual. Who am I going to try and change your mind? But for me, it's a country that I totally admire, and I know it has its faults with the kids and all that we wanted to get into with Mr. Gay, and things like that. But if you can name me a country without a stained record of what it did in the 30s, the 20s, the 40s, name one. I just want one of the major countries who don't have bloodstains all over their sure, Canada has its the children, the young Indian kids, and it hurts. But name me another country who is stainless, who is free. No, there's none. So I love this country. It's been good to me. I grew up in this country, became a man. I came here totally spoiled in every sense of the word. Didn't know how to cook. And I used to, you know, I used to spend 25 cents. I used to buy a glass of draft beer every evening after coming home from Sheridan College because I had no money. I lived at 20 and a half O'Hara in a rooming house. 6 rooms upstairs, 2 bathrooms, and a kitchen. And it was an experience because coming here, I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to do anything constructive, just to, you know. And I had to learn. I kind of felt ashamed. I always tell this story, so some of my friends might have heard the story already, Drew. But, you know, when I came here, somebody says, man, put something in the Toronto Star.
I'm muted.
Ah.
Good. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. But
are good?
Wait. You're not too
good looking, no?
What's so funny? So, say something.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Are you breaking up? Is he breaking up on me?
Yeah.
Your phone is breaking up.
I'm good. Yeah. Are you hearing me? Okay.
I'm hearing you.
It's a computer.
Damn.
Well, yeah, I'm on the.
I'm hearing you, but you're breaking up on us. You're on. We can hear you. All right. Maybe you should do what?
Okay. See if it's a little bit more stable now.
No. I hear. See if it's a.
I disconnect the other. It's not connected. It's not stable.
What? Are you using a Bluetooth?
Wi-Fi, regular Wi-Fi. No.
Well, you need to call the. Can you turn off your TV or anything that's using the Wi-Fi? Yeah. This one of the things I've learned.
Okay, so the TV is off. My other computer is off. But is this still unreliable?
Yes, it is. But when you talked a while ago, like you were walking back, it sounded perfectly good. All right.
I think it's just his positioning.
Eh?
It's just his positioning sometimes.
You hear that, Egbert? Position it sometime. Move it around and see what happens. Talk while you move it.
I sort of repositioned, yeah.
Right there. It's not this.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
It's a little better.
Yeah, right there. It's okay. Don't move your phone then. All right, you know, folks, we're trying to get Mr. Egbert Gay on the Zoom and the thing. The phone has to be there with you because if the Wi-Fi not working, we ain't going to have no blues. Yes. All right, you can hear me good?
I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but it keeps that echo. All right. Let me ask you one question. Maybe it will go away. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm good.
Oh, well, how about the children and the residential school that was put up by the people years ago, the young Indian kids. I'm still trying to figure my way out of that. Can you explain to me all about what is happening here?
Well, I think the debate over the last week or so has been, you know, how do we celebrate Canada? Or should we even celebrate Canada, given the findings of, you know, what now amongst over 1,000 unmarked graves of mostly children, indigenous children, who all of whom were...
Egbert, so, this isn't going to work, my brother.
Took over the last couple of days of celebrating Canada Day, or we marked Canada Day. The residential school issue is one that basically unmasked Canada to a certain extent, right? It's something that went into place in the late 1800s. So, you know, it came with the colonization and the overpowering of the indigenous people who were here. One of the things that colonizers brought to them is that European thing that the civil people and the way civilized people in their point of view, starting from the 1800s, is to take away the children and rid them of all their Indianness, in parentheses, you know, get rid of their Indian culture. Basically, it's a very, very cruel system as we look at it. We're basically called cultural genocide because you take children away from their family, you take them away from their ancestral roots, you take them away from their language, their culture, and everything that they know, and you put them in this place where they were open to physical abuse. You know, that's the genocide.
Wow.
Part of it. You know, you look back and, you know, people would tell you that up to between 90 and 100% of the people who were abused, the estimate is between 3,000 and 30,000 people that were killed and placed in on
my guard.
So it's a street.
Egbert, you're freezing. I don't know what is causing that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're freezing really bad this time.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
You look like you're freezing also.
No, I'm good. Wow. I'm going to try and do it on the phone, all right? Egbert, could you call me on my phone here? Because let me see if I can get him. We're going to have to do this on the phone. Sorry about that, my friend. Yeah, we can do it another time. I tell you what we do. We're gonna put it off until next week. We gotta get this thing perfect because I don't want you because it's very interesting what you're saying and you know I am kind of upset with myself not hearing the whole thing. All right. Next week we'll talk, all right? Good. Yeah, man. Sorry about that, folks. You're telling me? You're telling me, boy. It's not easy.
Continue the show.
All right. I have you on the phone. Egbert.
Yes.
You're on the phone with me. On air, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So keep that phone steady, please.
Okay, all right. Is it steady?
Yes. Yeah, as you were saying, they took these kids. What happened? They never developed into teenagers and all that. Because these unmarked graves seem to, only little kids.
Right. Well, you know what? It's between like the estimate is between kids that went missing, that went unaccounted for. So, you know, so far they have found something like 1,100 unmarked graves. So if the estimate is true, you could expect to find a whole lot more across Canada. Because basically what they did was took so many, 150,000 kids from homes. And like I said, disconnected them from family, disconnected them from their ancestral roots, disconnected them from all that they know. And it's why people look at it as cultural genocide. You know, you take these kids and you open them up to physical abuse, you open them up to sexual abuse, and certainly mental anguish, anguish of the families and those kids themselves. So it really is one of the ugliest parts of Canada's history. You know, the Canada that we know today is really a country that was trying to come to terms with itself, that looking at social justice issues and trying to make good to minorities. Mm-hmm. But the history that is so ugly when it comes to these indigenous issues, that is what Canada has to fix before anything else. You know, these are the original people. This is their land. Turtle Island, as they call it, is their land, and Canada has a lot of amends to make for them, because they to take so many. I mean, just think about, having your child uprooted from you, taken away, and you never see them again. And not only you never see them, there's no accounting, no accountability. You have no clue until today, when a few generations later, they find, 1,100 unmarked graves so far, and it could go up to about 30,000.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah.
It gives food for thought, but that was then. It was because in the islands we had something similar at one point. Some people may get mad at me for saying this, but a part of the government there didn't want to allow foreign priests to come to Jamaica because of what was happening with the youngsters there.
Right.
The molestation.
The church was such a leading institution in the colonizing of different lands, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that, those European powers brought churches and priests. And they led that exploitation and abuse of little children. So in every island, we know of instances where children might have been abused by people in the church and that sort of thing. And that's why the indigenous people is calling on the Pope to come to Canada and apologize. Mm-hmm. And that's that's just a very little piece of the puzzle. Because Canada owes a lot to those indigenous people. You have people who still live in 21 to a house. So I think you have all many communities that are without fresh drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ugly kind of part of the history that has to be fixed in so many ways. You know, us as immigrants, we came here, we advocate, you see so many immigrants and so many minorities playing a role in government now and in, captains of industry and in big places in society. But I mean, the original sin in terms of Canada is what Canada has done to its indigenous people. And, if Trudeau has any obligation to make it right, he should do so right now by making it good for those people. That's why so many people call for not to celebrate Canada Day this year, and look at the vigils that surround the indigenous communities. So it's something that we need to think about, especially us as minorities, because all minorities have to be bounded by all sort of social injustice. If we see social injustice here, We have to look at it and we have to feel it because, you know, we're never far away from social injustice as minorities.
You know, I can only use where I was born for these things. And the injustice that we have seen growing up, and it's some of us were very lucky because we had the family structure that would not allow us to stay in church after X amount of time. But I've known youngsters who eventually abuse is not a word, but you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna we have to move on with the rest of the program, but what I'm going to do for next week, please get a working phone.
My phone is working well. We'll see the Wi-Fi, and I'm not sure. I have several computers that are hooked up, so I'll see which one is best suited for the whole thing.
Good. I don't know what happened. No, I just lost these guys. They disappeared on me.
Drew will make it right. Drew is very capable. He's going to make it right. It's going to be all right.
All right. So, my brethren.